The Healing Word Program is a ministry of the Largo Community Church, where Christ is honored and people are loved. You're invited to join us in worship via live streaming this Sunday morning at either 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock. Visit largocc.org and click on Watch Live.
Circle your miracle. Circle it. Whatever it is that's defeating you, take a promise of God and walk around it.
On today's Healing Word, we're concluding the series that has followed the Israelites from their bondage in Egypt through to God's delivering them into the Promised Land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Now, here's Pastor Jack Morris with an introduction to today's message, Circle the Promise.
It's always a joy to my heart to come to you week after week with these Bible messages. And today I have a very important message. Well, they've all been very important because they're all the Word of God, but I'm concluding a series of sermons entitled Strong and Courageous. Today's sermon title is Circle the Promise. As the children of Israel marched around the walls of Jericho, every day, one time a day, and the seventh day, seven times, 13 laps in all, they shouted and the walls came down. Now, this message has to do with your Jericho, your problem, your difficulty. Friend, take the Word of God, bring it to that problem, circle that problem with God's promise, and you'll see victory. God will bless you. You'll overcome that problem, and you will shout and rejoice in the Lord. Oh, you just have to hear the message. So instead of me preaching it now, let's go into the sanctuary and hear the message and let it build faith in your heart. God wants to give you victory in places in your life where you're failing. Hear this message and live a victorious life in Christ.
Circling the Promise. Today I'm going to talk about the people of Israel circling Jericho. And they circled the promise. It didn't happen immediately, but because they obeyed God and circled that promise in faith, those walls came down, and those people who had been enslaved and defeated shouted, and God gave them a great victory. Now, I read that and I thought, this is for God's people today. We can circle the promise. And I'm going to tell you how, from the Word of God, how to circle the promise and get victory and answers to prayer and a miracle from God. I believe, I truly do, that God already has an answer. It's already prepared. He's waiting in heaven, and He's just looking at you, waiting for you to pray that prayer of faith. Before you pray the prayer, He has the answer. Before you pray the prayer, He has the miracle already prepared, and He's just waiting on me and you so that He can give it. He's not going to rush in and prepare something for us after we have prayed. He's already prepared. Amen. It's there waiting for you right now. Amen. He says, you have not because you ask not. Amen. We want it. We're wishing for it. We hope it'll happen. And God is saying, just ask me. And I'll give it to you because I've got it ready for you. May God give us ears to hear. We have prayed that prayer just a moment ago, remember? Spiritual ears to hear, spiritual eyes to see, spiritual heart to receive, and then the miracle will come. Amen. Circle your miracle. Circle it. Whatever it is that's defeating you, take a promise of God and walk around it and watch it come down. Amen. That's what I'm going to talk to you about today. I've already preached the message. Now I'm going to go into the detail of it. Friend, I want to ask you, do you want to honor God? Then pray bold prayers. Amen. Don't pray little timid prayers. You know, you sort of bite your fingernails and wonder if it's going to go through, if something's going to happen. You know, little timid prayers, no. Come boldly to the throne of grace. The scripture says, pray a bold prayer. Pray a prayer that if God doesn't get involved, it'll surely fail. Something that you know that you can't do, and it'll take divine intervention for to bring about. Pray a prayer that will move God's omnipotent, almighty hand. I mean, something like this, like opening the Red Sea. Could you do that? No. Opening the Jordan River. Or pray a prayer like Joshua later on prayed, that the sun would stand still. Do you know scientists have reached way back into history, and they believe that the earth and human history missed a day way back there somewhere. And they're trying to figure out where is that day. We already have it. Hey, pray those big prayers. You know why we want to pray a big prayer? Because the bigger the prayer, the bigger the answer, and the more glory God's going to get out of it. He's not going to, excuse the colloquialism, but he's not going to mess around with little puny prayers. He wants you to pray something great and something big. Now, this morning, we're going to talk about how a promise, an 800-year promise, God made good on it. We're going to talk about the walls of Jericho coming down. We're going to talk about that first century miracle of God's people going into a land that God had promised them. It was their land. The heathens were stealing it away from them, and God said, it's yours. Now, friends, the enemy, life in general, will steal from you your joy, will rob you of your happiness, will take away your comfort. The enemy goes about to take away everything from you that will make you happy and make you successful. The devil is a robber, and he is the thief, and the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly. This is his promise to all of us. And this is what God did for Israel, and this is what God is doing for the new Israel, the Christian church, the people of God. Well, here they are. They have crossed Jordan. Jericho is ahead of them. And God tells them to do these things. The city of Jericho was a pretty good-sized city back then, but today we'd snicker at it. That whole city was built on 12 acres, a very small city. And it had walls around it, much like a fort. And almost all the cities back then had walls around them to protect them from outsiders coming in. So here comes the children of Israel, and God said, I want you to march around that city one time a day for 6 days, just one time a day. And then on the seventh day, I want you to go around that city seven times. Well, that is a total of 13 laps. Now, sometimes I know because I'm a human just like you are. Sometimes we'll think, why does God want me to do that? That is so silly. He could get anybody to do that. He doesn't really need, yes, he does need you. And he wants you to do it. And the children of Israel, God even told them how to march around the city. He said, now I want you to put a front guard out front. Next, I want you to put seven priests with ram's horns, blowing ram horns. Then I want you to put the Ark of the Covenant, represents God's throne here on this earth. Then after that, I put a rear guard. And then after that, the people of Israel. So you line up the way I want you to line up. I don't want anybody to make a sound or make a noise. You know, we come to church to talk to God, not to talk to each other. Before and after service, we do the talking. And when I give you an opportunity to hug, you can say hello. But he said, I want you to not say a word, and except for the priests, the seven priests, to blow on ram horns. What a funny way to go into a battle, into a war, with priests blowing horns. I could almost imagine some of the people of Jericho looking over the wall, wondering, with that funny bunch of people, they've come here to take us down, and all they can do is toot, toot, toot as they go along on a ram horn. And they walked. Maybe they could hear the shuffle of feet. I don't know. But around, and so then they went back, retired for the day. Next day, they came out and did it again. Next day, they did it again. Then the seventh day, they went around seven times. This was the 13th lamp. And then God says, shout. You know, it always ends up in a victory shout for the people of God who obey God. Amen? You want to shout victory? Then be obedient to God in every detail. Now, so don't get the idea, well, you know, I'm a Christian and he'll overlook that. No, he won't. No, he won't. You won't have the joy. You won't have the victory. You won't have the success. You may go to heaven when you die, and I think you will. But in this life, the abundant life will be missing unless you obey in detail. Not one jot, not one tittle will be taken away from the Word of God. The Word of God is forever written and ever settled in heaven. Amen? Yes, it is.
Pastor Morris will return in a moment with the conclusion of today's message, following this important invitation to join us in worship this Sunday via live streaming. Go to largocc.org at 9 or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. Again, go to largocc.org at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. The Healing Word is a ministry of the Largo Community Church and exists to grow your faith in God and lead you to a closer walk with Jesus. But we can't do it alone. Will you consider partnering with Pastor Morris today by praying for the ministry? And consider sending a gift to help us in reaching those who are struggling with life's challenges and need hope for tomorrow. You can make your tax-deductible donation in a matter of minutes by visiting our website, largocc.org. Click on the Healing Word and follow the Donations tab to complete your support of this vital ministry. You can also mail a check made out to The Healing Word to 1701 Enterprise Road in Bowie, Maryland, 20721. When you contact us, Pastor Morris will return a note of thanks and will lift your name up in prayer to God with heartfelt thanks and appreciation. Now, let's join Pastor Jack Morris for the conclusion of today's message.
So here are the children of Israel marching around that wall. I thought about them going to war in the most unusual, strange way. I couldn't imagine a United States Army general, graduate of West Point, devising such a plan as that. With all that is going on right now between the United States and Russia, and tension is mounting and tension is mounting, could you imagine our president saying, I want some preachers to come down here, and I want some Christians to come down, and I want some musicians to come down, and we're going to pray, and we're going to sing, and we're going to rejoice in the Lord because God will give us the victory. Some of us, we wouldn't go.
I have 7 DVD sermons that I'm ready to mail out to you. If you'll pray for Change Point and send an offering of any amount to support this ministry, I'll send these 7 messages to you. 7 DVDs neatly packaged with the sermon notes. Send it to Change Point. You see the address on the screen now. Thank you for your offerings. Take these messages, be built up in the faith, and fight the spiritual warfare and overcome in the name of Jesus. These messages will build the faith for you to win the battle.
But I want to tell you about something else that God did that appeared very, very foolish, and indeed the Scripture says it was foolish. And that's when God was going to not just conquer a city like Jericho, but God sent out to conquer the world, because there's a time coming when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. God's going to conquer the world. And do you know how he set out to do it? You listening? He sent a baby born in Bethlehem of Judea on the first Christmas day. God's going to conquer the world through an infant. Now, God does some strange things. And I don't want to get too intelligent for God that I'm going to say, God, that's not the way to do it. I have a better plan. That baby grew up, performed miracles, taught the Word of God, went to the cross, taking our sins, died in our place. The third day he arose again from the dead, and anybody and everybody who will believe on him through confession and repentance becomes a Christian and becomes saved. Now, God set out to conquer the world in a most unusual way. You know, the scripture says, the message of the cross is foolishness to the unbeliever. It's foolishness. God even acknowledges it's foolish. So don't ever come and say, oh, you know, I think the Bible is outdated. I think it's old. I don't think it's relevant today. I don't think I need to do that. I know other people can afford to do it, but I can't afford to do it. Friend, you are letting yourself down. You are not glorifying God. You're going to end up at the low end of the totem pole all your life long. But you pay, obey God, and God will bless and bring victory into your life. Let me tell you something. 1,000 years from the time the walls of Jericho came down, 1,000 years later, Jesus was walking by the city of Jericho, the old city where the walls had come down. Over there now, there's a new Jericho. It's a modest distance from the old Jericho, but the old Jericho was never rebuilt. But Jesus was near the old Jericho, 1,000 years from the day the people of Israel marched around, shouted, the walls came down. Two blind men came out to meet Jesus, and those two blind men called out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now notice what they said. Lord, that means I'm coming under subjection to you. No ifs, ands, buts about it. You're going to be Lord over me. Lord, Son of David, the promised Messiah, have mercy on me. I don't deserve anything, but if you'll just have mercy on me. Well, do you know what happened? Jesus stopped. Every time you call out to God in all sincerity, you're going to stop him in his tracks. He's going to stop and listen. And do you know what Jesus said to those men? What do you want me to do for you? Huh? Hey, now, some of us need to be asking him that question this morning. Do you know why Jesus asked that question? He wanted those men to connect with him, and he was wanting to connect with them. He wanted those men to be specific. Don't pray those vague prayers. Just bless me, Lord. Bless me. What do you mean, bless me? What kind of blessing do you need? If he did bless you, your prayer is so vague that you wouldn't know you were blessed even after you're blessed. We don't know that he's even answered the prayer because it's been too vague. So Jesus said, what do you want me to do? Be specific. Spell it out. And do you know what those men said? That we might receive our sight. And do you know what Jesus did? He gave them their sight. Now the Lord wants you to tell him what you want today, what your need is. But if you call him Lord, saying, Lord, I'm going to obey you. I'm going to believe you. I'm going to trust you. Your word is going to be what I obey. He's going to bless you. He's going to help you. And you're going to have a great and wonderful victory. All right, let me make it as practical as I can. I'm coming right down to the end now. There are people today, and I'm going to name just a few things, who are incarcerated with fear and worry. They just can't stop fearing things. They can't seem to stop themselves from worrying about things. They're worry warts, as we might say. They worry over everything. And it's taking their peace away from them. But do you know what the Lord is saying? The Lord is saying in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Now take that verse of scripture, that worry that's upon you, and when you start worrying, quote that scripture. Now have it ready. You know, be quick on the draw. Get that word out of the Bible. Bring it right into the throne room of God. Right to the face of Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. Lord, I'm worrying. That worry has built a wall around me. I can't break out. I can't stop myself. I can't. I'm fearing, but I'm not even sure what I'm fearing. So circle it now. Get a promise and circle it. Friend, I'm telling you something today that will change your life absolutely, totally, completely if you do it. And it's so simple to do it. There are other people who have anger and conflict. Some people are angry, but they don't know why they're angry. They're just angry at the world, it seems. They can find something to be angry at. Anger comes very easily to them. They're angry, and there's always conflict. But do you know what Jesus says? He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled." So take that angry feeling that you have. You're just angry. You're just upset. Things aren't right. The adrenaline is flowing in your body. You feel heat over every little thing that comes around. You just feel heat go through your body. But it's been that way for a long time. That's your Jericho wall. Take this verse of Scripture and march around that wall and watch it come down. There's a lady that I know very well. She goes to a church not far from here, a little tiny church. Said there's only about 50 people in it, but it's a great church. You know, it doesn't have to be a mega church to be a great church. Jesus said where two or three are gathered together. And so she goes to that church, and at Christmas time, they take gifts downtown. And so they got their gifts all together, and there was a project down there of low-income people, and they took all of these gifts. And this lady told me, she said, before we could give them the gifts, the people were stealing the gifts. Can you believe that? She said, we came to give it to you. You don't have to steal it. And she said, you know, do little things like that upset you? Little things tick you off? And she said, there was a lady that came out of one of those apartments and started cursing me. Said she cursed me, called me every... She said, for a while, I was able to endure it. I was doing okay, but she wouldn't stop. So loud, just cursing me. And she said, after a while, she said, it started getting to me. And this lady, when she was giving her testimony to me, she said, after a while, she said, I started thinking, hey, lady, you know. And she said, and she wobbled her head when she was telling me the story. And she said, when she was just beginning to feel the anger, she said, the Lord spoke to her heart and said, look at that woman through the eyes of Jesus. She said, my anger came down. She said, I was looking at her through my own eyes, and I was getting tired of the words, the names that she was calling me. And I came to give her gifts, and all I got was just bad language. And God said, look at her through the eyes of Jesus. And she said, I walked closer to her, and I said, would you pray with me? And she said, she just burst, pray! And she started cursing, and it just seemed like it set her off. And then my friend, this lady said, would you say the name Jesus? And she just went off again. And she said, I walked over to her, and I threw my arms around her. And she said, when I threw my arms around her and pulled her up close and hugged her, she said, that woman just broke and cried and cried and sobbed and sobbed. That wall came down. Friend, you can bring walls down when you follow the dictates of God's holy word. When you're filled with the Spirit of Jesus and you love the word of God enough to read it and obey it and to use it, God will bless you through it.
All of us have our own battles. You can't live in this world and avoid them. Those who follow Christ are engaged in a battle called spiritual warfare. The enemy wants to bring you down, disappoint you, and depress you. But there's victory in Jesus. I encourage you to take the promises of God and keep them in your heart and pray prayers full of confidence, knowing that God will deliver you through every battle. The Healing Word is a ministry of the Largo Community Church and exists to grow your faith in God and lead you to a closer walk with Jesus. But we can't do it alone. Will you consider partnering with Pastor Morris today by praying for the ministry? And consider sending a gift to help us in reaching those who are struggling with life's challenges and need hope for tomorrow. You can make your tax-deductible donation in a matter of minutes by visiting our website, largocc.org. Click on the Healing Word and follow the Donations tab to complete your support of this vital ministry. When you contact us, Pastor Morris will return a note of thanks and will lift your name up in prayer to God with heartfelt thanks and appreciation. Tune in tomorrow for the new message, The Battle is the Lord's. Until then, Blessings on you.